WABD. I'll be net control for Michigan Air PCNet. Taking pre-net check-ins. Anyone wishing to check in, please call now. WABD.
N8OBU.
N8OBU, gotcha. Thanks for setting up the link. Yeah, somebody popped up on 7230 just as I started pre-net. So I moved up a click and got some free space. So thanks for following me along, KJBD.
Yeah, thanks for the text. It was a pretty good clue. N8OBU, I'll be monitoring.
This is KJBD, net control for the Michigan Air PSC net. Take a pre-net check-in, so if you wish to check in the net, please call now. KJBD.
This is Kilo Charlie 8 Yankee Victor Foxtrot, Ron from Saginaw County, CRO.
Okay, I copy KC8YBF. You're in, Ron. Next station, please, is KJBD.
Kilowatt Bravo 8, Sierra Whiskey Romeo. Thanks, Mike.
KB8SWR, you're in the net. It's KJBD for a pre-net check-in. Anyone wishing to check in, please call now.
F8EAP. Luke from Bird.
Okay, that was a little light. Could you repeat that last call sign, please?
Let's try 8, Echo Alpha Papa.
Key up, wait like a half a second or a second, and then say your call sign. You're cutting your first part off, and it'll be you.
Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Alpha Papa.
KF8 Echo Alpha Papa, that's in law. Next station, please.
Luke in Burt, Michigan.
Somebody just tried to check in and you didn't wait long enough to talk, so could you try it again, please?
Jim, it was Luke and Burton. He was just telling you he was Luke and Burton. Over. KVSWR.
Okay, I'm assuming that's KF88T. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Copy that. Thanks very much. KJBD, net control, taking free net check-ins. Anybody wishing to check in the Michigan Air PSC net, please call now.
This is Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November, operating Whiskey Sierra 8 Echo Oscar Charlie.
KADON, I have you in the log. Next station, please.
KB8OOE, in and out. Kilo Bravo 8 Oscar, Oscar Echo.
Okay, copy KB8, Oscar Echo, in and out. Next station, this is KGBD, taking pre-nets for the Michigan Air PSC. Please call now. 5 o'clock, so let's get the ball rolling here. This is KGBG, Net Control Station, for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Corps Net. This net meets every Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on or near a frequency of 3932 kilohertz. Our alternate frequencies are 5346.5 and 7232 kilohertz. These are the designated Michigan emergency frequencies. This net is also available via VHF and UHF link repeaters, courtesy of the Central Michigan Emergency Network. If you receive the net on VHF and UHF, you are also invited to check in and participate. The net is also available on EchoLink, but will be receive only. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly statewide exchange of information and ideas concerning Oxbound in Michigan, including Aries, NTS, and Skyward. All radio amateurs with a sincere interest in supporting public safety are invited and encouraged to take part in this net. This is an ARRL section level net. Regular participants include your section officials, NTS officials, assistants, and representatives from these groups. This is KHJDB. My name is Jim, and I hold the position of ECRO, Washtenaw County. From the pre-net group, I have the following stations listed. These stations need not check in again. Other stations check in after the roll call. I will do the roll call now. NAWU, KC8YVF, KB8FWR, KF8EAP, KE8DON, and KD8OOE, who is in and out. Those stations are already checked in. Anyone else wishing to check in, please call now.
Kilo Bravo 9, India Alpha Romeo.
I copy 89 IAR. You're in. Next station, please. Taking open enrollment, open check-in for the Michigan Air PSC Nuts. KJDD, please call now. Okay, nothing heard. We'll move on to the interesting part of this. Let's go now to Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November. Your comments, sir.
I'm chuckling here. KAJBD and MIARPSC Net, this is I'm operating WSABOC this afternoon. The reason I'm chuckling is that I don't know that you're referring to me as the interesting part. If you are, then you need to get a hobby. But anyway, thank you everybody for joining in this afternoon. Looking ahead at my calendar, I have one thing on here at the end of the week, and that is the fall set. That's Saturday morning. Looking forward to it. We'll be in here. We've got a smaller crew this year, but we'll still be in here. We'll be in and activating by 9 o'clock. We'll be in before that. So watch if you have pulled, or if you've pulled the ICS 205 communication plan, be sure you get an update to that on Saturday morning. With that, I hope everybody has a great weekend. If you're participating in the exercise, I'd love to hear some comments about it this afternoon. And with that, I will return it back to that. This is KEADOM.
KADON, operating as WSAEOC. Yeah, thanks for your comments there. Yeah, occasionally I luck up and do something right. But it was just basically just getting to the talk portion of the net here, which is, my opinion, the more interesting bit. So once again, thanks for your comments, sir. We definitely plan on participating in the SET coming up. We're going to recreate the Dexter tornado, activate hospital teams, and see what we can get done there. And we're going to finish up a little early because we've got a fire test net to run also that day starting at noon. So we'll be busy in the morning, and then after that, things will settle down to your basic dual war. So that is pretty much what's happening here at Washtenaw County. And I will now move to N8OBU for your comments, sir.
Delta loop that I used to use for doing this and that. It's a lot quieter than the other loop that I've got. I got it back up, and it seems to be functioning, and I love it. But I'll be sitting here monitoring it, trying to work on it for about 6 months. Kind of needed a hand. Neighbor guy came over to help me, so. Or I wouldn't have got that far, so I'm glad I got one decent neighbor that'll come over and help me work on antennas. Thanks for being that control, NAWU.
NAWU, KAJBD. Yeah, thanks for setting up this link here, and thanks to the Central Michigan Network for providing the additional communications. That gives us a lot broader reach than just 3HF. So once again, thanks very much, and let's move now to Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot. Your comments, sir.
This is KC8YZF, ECRO for Saginaw County. Yeah, we are looking forward to the SET next weekend. I will have a limited crew of about 6 individuals for that. Our scenario for this event is a train derailment that causes a chemical spill by chance. There is a railroad track that runs directly through the parking lot of one of our hospitals here in Saginaw. So if this event, and they do run chemical trains through that set of tracks. So this scenario could happen at any time. I've been in contact with our emergency manager. He said these would go with that scenario, at least that's a relevant situation for our county at least to do. So that's what we are planning at this time, and we plan to activate our 911 center. Our actual EOC is in the courthouse, which we do not have access to during the weekend without approval or with the emergency manager having to be on hand to unlock and to, you know, get us into the building. So we use our 911 radio room as our EOC for events like this. We'll be also activating the radio room at our Covenant Hospital ER and also a shelter location as part of this exercise. So that's what we've got planned. We've got a few things to get done during the week prior to that that I'm working on at this point. So that's what I got. This is KC8YDF. Back to that.
KC8YVF, KJBD. Yeah, thanks for your comments, sir. And that sort of brought back some dark memories from the one that happened over Ohio. So let's hope that never really does happen to you guys. Let's move next to KDA-WR. Your comments, sir.
Evening, Jim. Everybody in the net. Enjoying the nice weather. Trying to get a lot of stuff done. Hopefully get some more radio work done. But, you know, just it is what it is. And remind everybody, if you're here in the net, VHF or UHF, feel free to check in. It's a link to HF and allows people to get on HF that normally wouldn't be able to. So if you're here in the net, I need a repeater, feel free to check in. Back to you, Jim. Keep it up there.
KBSWR, KAJBD. Yeah, well, good. Thanks, you guys, for setting it up and keeping it going there. Let's take a slight break here and see if anyone else wishes to check in to the Michigan ARPSC net. If so, please call now.
WBHTQZ.
Here is Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Lima Delta.
Okay, net recognizes WBATQZ and Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Lima Delta. Any other stations wishing to check in, please call now. KJBD.
Victor Echo 3, Tango Charlie Sierra Mobile. VE3TCS Mobile.
Okay, Victor Echo 3, Charlie. Victor Echo 3, Tango Charlie Sierra, correct?
Correct,
this is
Tim, Tango, India Mike, over.
Okay, thanks for checking in, sir. You stick around for comments, or are you in and out?
Oh. I have a comment for the gentleman that was talking about that emergency practice session next to a railway track simulating a derailment, over.
Okay, sounds good. Go direct with KC8YDF. Ron, you guys take it over and chat for a sec.
Can you please repeat that? Step away from the radio for a moment.
Okay, there's a fellow, Victor Echo 3, Tango, Charlie Sierra, has a question for KC8YDF up in Saginaw about your train derailment scenario. You guys go direct and ask your questions.
Roger, yeah, station, go ahead. This is KC8YDF.
Hey, sir, this is VE3TCS. I'm a retired locomotive engineer. And I have a suggestion, and the suggestion is that you guys download the American Association of Railways FM channels, and you could monitor that and find out what the railway uses on that piece of track, and if anything really happened, you would be able to communicate with the crews. Over.
Roger, roger. I copied that information. Thank you very much. This is KC8YVF back to net.
While we're at it, VE3TCS, do you have any additional comments for the net?
No. Well, other than I have all the AAR channels in my radio because I've run trains all over southern Ontario and southeastern Michigan, so I already know which frequencies the different railways use, over.
Okay, well, thanks very much for your comments, sir. Appreciate that. This is KGB Net Control, and let's move next to Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Alpha Papa.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Alpha Papa here. I am just kind of listening in to this. I am curious and learning about the training exercise you guys are running on the next time, and that's pretty much my only comment. I just wanted to let you know that I will be listening and kind of learning.
Okay, do you have any specific questions you would like to pose, sir?
Just that training exercise is going on the same time next week, right?
Okay, I did not copy that. Could you repeat the question, sir?
It's going on next week, same time, correct? Like, same time next week?
Yes, the Michigan ARPS CNET will happen next week around 5 o'clock. It'll either happen on 32, happen on one of the frequencies. Let me grab them here real quick to be sure. It will happen 3932 kilohertz, 5346.5, 7232, or it sounds like it's coming in on the VHF repeater, so that's how you get here. Does that answer your question, sir?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Okay, well, thank you for your comments, sir. Let's move next to KD9IAR. Your comments, sir.
Yeah, good afternoon, gentlemen. Yeah, looking forward to the SET. Not sure if our county is doing much. We had Fort Custer yesterday, 275 contacts. Weather was beautiful and propagation was good. That's about all I have. Thanks. That's cool. KD9IAI.
Hi, KB9AR. Thanks for your comments, sir. Appreciate that. Let's move next to WB8TQZ. Mike, what you up to?
Okay, to JBD and Michigan ARPC, that's WB8TQZ. Well, I sat around 39-32 for a few minutes before I realized propagation probably wasn't working today, so here we are. Found you guys without too much trouble. Beautiful day up here, getting ready for winter. I don't know what's going to happen with the SCT. I'm not even sure if I'll be available for that day. I've got several things that usually take place on Saturdays, so we'll find out. We are in between the emergency managers up here. The one we had resigned and took a position with another county. Rescue's talking about sharing one with Alpena. I haven't heard anything more than what they said about that in the paper last week. and I guess we'll see what happens. Listening along to see what we can learn, and we'll take it from there. Back to that.
Okay, well, hopefully, I'm just getting over a cold. Hopefully everything works out for you guys up there, and you're not too terribly busy on Saturday. Just busy enough to be comfortable. With that, let's move next to WA4MLD. Your comments, sir.
Yeah, K8JBD and the net WA4, Mike Lima Delta. Name is Ray. I'll keep this really short. I don't have any committee appointments or anything. We do have an event down here in Macomb County this coming Saturday. I've been out of town and don't have the details yet, so I've got to gather up all of that. We did actually have somebody mentioned train derailment. We actually had one here a number of years ago, right on Interstate 696, right here in Macomb County, and I was deployed and waited on near the scene there for quite a few hours, just as you know, it was next to a school playground and stuff like that. So it does happen, and so we're waiting to see what happens here. Getting into all that as the week progresses. K8JBD, WA4MLD. Name is Ray, R-A-Y. Over.
WA4MLD. Yeah, thanks for checking in, sir. Yeah, we sometimes are able to cross-connect between Macomb County and Washtenaw here, Wayne and several of the others on the SETs. Looking forward to probably making some contacts with them. Anyway, thanks very much for your comment, sir. At this point, we're at the bottom of the list. I'd like to ask if there's anyone else that wishes to check into the Michigan ARPS CNET. If so, please call now.
Control, this is Kilo Echo 8, Tango Uniform 3.
Okay, I got a Kilo Echo 8, Tango Uniform question mark. Could you repeat your call sign again slowly?
Kilo Echo 8, Tango Uniform 3.
Okay, I got Kilo Echo 8, Tango Uniform Zulu. Anyone else that can check in, please call now.
Net Control, please recognize Kilo Echo 4, Zulu, Yankee, Quebec. Kilo Echo 4, Zulu, Yankee, Quebec.
Okay, I copy you. Kilo Echo 4, Zulu, Yankee, Quebec. Any other station wishing to check in the Michigan ARPS CNET, please call now. Okay, let's move to Kilo Echo 8, Tango Uniform Zulu. Your comments, sir.
Yes, this is Kilo Echo 8, Tango Uniform Zulu. Good evening to everyone on the deck. My name is Bob here, and I am transmitting from Morgantown, West Virginia. I am on an in-bird antenna that I just made and set up this afternoon in my backyard. It's about 3 feet off the ground, and I'm transmitting on 20 watts. Sounds like I'm hitting Michigan. Go ahead.
Kilo Echo 8, Tango Uniform Zulu. You're doing well, getting in Morgantown, West Virginia on 20 watts. You're not doing bad. From West Virginia myself originally, and spent four really nice years at WVU up there. Shame about the ball game yesterday, but enjoy going to school there. Thanks for checking in, sir. Any other comments?
Yes, sir. I am calling you from Morgantown, West Virginia. I'm
about 1 mile from
the
West Virginia football stadium.
I'm
still
Mountaineer. The
73-3 is K-E-8-T-U-Z. Okay, K-E-8-T-U-Z. Thanks for checking in, sir. Appreciate that. Let's move now to K-E-4 Zulu Yankee Quebec. Your comments, sir.
Yes, Net Control, this is Kilo Echo 4, Zulu, Yankee, Quebec, Joe in Clinton Township, Michigan, and want to thank Net Control and all ham radio operators in listening distance for any volunteer work they do for their state, especially Michigan, which I'm in,
and ready for the CERT, Saturday CERT exercise, and like to participate as much as possible within my limits, elderly age, using a 991A base station with an attic antenna in a condo subdivision, and able to get out. Very grateful for that. Back to that, KE4ZYQ.
KE4ZYQ, yeah, you seem to be getting out pretty good there. Once again, thanks very much for your comments, and we all appreciate any help anybody out there can give us. Trust me, as the EC, I appreciate any help I can get. So we've hit the bottom of the order again. Let's try again. Is there anyone wishing to check into the Michigan ARPSC net? Please call now. This is KJBD Net Control. Okay, well, nothing heard. This concludes the Michigan ARPSC net. And thanks to all of you to check in, and appreciate Central Michigan's help with setting us up for the VHF and UHF communications there. That was does extend our footprint and accessibility quite a lot. So once again, thanks to all of you. This concludes the Michigan ARPSC. That's KJDD clear.
So I did have one announcement I forgot to make. Jim, if I can make it quick.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, NAOBU. Your announcement, sir.
It's KBSWR. WAYUC became a silent key last Wednesday. So if anybody knew Ron, WAYUC, he was became a silent key on Wednesday. Wanted to pass along.
Okay, 17-8-SWR, N8OBU, did I cross you up with somebody else?
Yeah, I was just was making the announcement, not me.
Okay, that kind of came in garbled, but has the information you would have been transmitted, sir?
Hopefully I didn't come in garbled. I was just saying if anybody knew WAYUC Ron, he became a silent key on Wednesday, so just wanted to pass along. There'd be no service or anything for it. So anybody knew Ron WAYUC. KBSWR.
Okay, you guys have time. Anybody else out there have anything want to say? Please call now. Okay, looks like we'll shut her down officially now. So this is KGBD closing the net, and I'll be clear.
Thank you. Appreciate your help.